Don, Tom, let's talk about those occupants that were aboard the craft. How many? I've always heard three. Is that what you've heard?
Well, we've heard three. We've heard, now that's at one site. We believe there were two body sites with perhaps three at one site and several more at another site. So we think there's between three and five or six.
So some may have fallen out of the craft while it was disintegrating, I guess.
Yes, yes.
That was the second site that Tom was describing, about 2.5 miles from the debris field.
Let's talk about some of the witnesses that may have witnessed some of the occupants.
George, you were saying about the Brazel family member who described the what her grandfather found
right
at the break, and I was all geared up to talk about that. Do you mind if I?
No. That's what we're leading into.
Yeah, I think Don's been to Roswell well over 100 times. Myself, I've been there maybe 25, 30 times. So this would be our trip during the break. I was able to figure out which trip it was. It was a trip we took this February of this year. We were down there, and Don had arranged to have the surviving Brazel family members that were local, still living in the Roswell Corona area, to come to the museum for a special tour.
And how many people, roughly?
I'd say a dozen.
About a dozen.
Okay.
Somewhere in that area. Now, Mac Brazel, I believe, Don can correct me, I believe he had four children, Paul, Bill, Vernon and Bessie.
That's four, yes.
I'm sorry?
That's four, yes.
Yes, and only Bessie is still alive. And Don and I had the last interview with her. She doesn't give interviews anymore, but we had an in-depth interview with her several years ago. But the local grandchildren and great-grandchildren of Mac Brazel were invited to the museum, and Don gave them a walking tour of the museum, which without her father, without their grandfather, there wouldn't be one.
That's true.
And we wouldn't be here tonight. So I always carry my camera and my tape recorder with me. I never let it out of my sight. And I didn't know, who the various family members were. I just assumed that they were grandchildren of Bill, or children of Bill and grandchildren of Bill.
Right.
And so I was talking to one who was turned out to be Mac Brazel's niece, and we're just talking, about various things. And I said, well, did you ever talk to your uncle in depth about this? Because we had heard from Bill and others that Mac was very bitter, told not to talk, and he really didn't talk much about it. But he apparently opened up to his niece that was some of the events. And I finally asked her. I said, well, did your uncle ever mention bodies? And she said, oh, yes. And I said, well, how did he describe them? Well, she said, well, he only described them as, he called them unfortunate little creatures, is how he described them.
That's astounding.
See, in those days, they didn't call them aliens. Aliens back then were people crossing the border.
Exactly.
Mac described them as unfortunate little creatures.
Did you have any reason to doubt her authenticity, her
absolutely
validity?
Absolutely not, because okay. I caught her by surprise with the question, and she didn't hesitate.
That word creatures has been used before, such as with the Provost Marshal, Edwin Easley, and the irony that his very daughter Nancy would have been part of the big project, as though she was working out at the site with her father looking fondly down at her, uncovering the truth that he was never able to disclose.
Well, wasn't the mortician asked to build or come up with three small caskets?
Well, not a specific number, but children's caskets, correct. The call came from the base hospital as to the availability of children's caskets. And he had mentioned that they would have to have been ordered. They would have received shipments of caskets from Amarillo, Texas at that time, which we've also confirmed. And we have been trying to find a witness. We had a young boy at that time who supposedly went with his father with a truck to actually make that special pickup and made the comment later about the bodies. And it's one of the frustrating aspects of the case, but again, it would be a piece that would fill out that portion of the puzzle.
Did you two ever hear about a surviving occupant from the craft?
Oh, sure. The sheriff's granddaughter, Barbara Duggar, when she was interviewed, said that her grandmother, Inez, the wife of Sheriff Wilcox, told her one day about when the sheriff went out to the site, there were, apparently was one survivor. We've heard from the daughter of another witness who was at the site of a survivor. And there are others, but I right now I can't put my finger on them. But yes, there apparently was one survivor.